You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara says that you need nila tvila, and what the Gemara calls hartzaz damin, carbon. Right? Shaila, why calls it hartzaz damin? But you need a carbon. Right? The Gemara learns out aviseinu they did nila the night of Pesach. They did tvila. The Gemara learns a Kabbalah that it says Moshe Rabbeinu did hazah on them, but before Matan Torah it says, and ain hazah beloy tvila, there has to be a tvila first. And a carbon, they bought carbon, the Narei B'nai Yisrael bought a carbon, Gemara learns out, they need a carbon. let's first learn the Mishnah increases Chesom Ebeis. As I mentioned, the Mishnah is called Arba Mechusrei Kapara. Okay, Arba Mechusrei Kapara. A Mechusrei Kapara is someone who will see. There's basically a Zav, a Zava, a Yoledes, and a Metzayra. And a Mechusrei Kapara, so the din is that he went to the mikveh, then he's a Tvul Yom that day. That night he could eat truma. He's not metam anymore once he has. Right, the first Mishnah in Brachas, right? Meshashikanim tovel lechol and trumasim. Meshashinichnasim lechol trumasim after tovel, and then he cannot eat kachim till he brings a carbon, which is the next day, because you don't bring a carbon at night. But he has to bring a carbon. Shita Mukabetzis Taka points out kapara lavda. Even though we call it mechusa kapara. But Kapara lav davka, she didn't buy an Allah chait, he didn't do any chait, because she was Yoledes. So maybe the Gemara says, because she said something that she would give birth, or a Zava, or a Zav, they became Tame. So it's not a chait. El Ratzalayma, carbon. V'chein Pirish Rashi, Zav, brings such a Rashi. Brings a B'shem Ataisus. But anyway, Kaponim, it says, what are the four? Like we said, Zav Zav Yelez Mitzayra. But Lezer Ben Yankov adds a fifth. What's the fifth? Ger Mechusa Kapara. A Ger is a Mechusa Kapara. Ger, he becomes a Ger, meaning he did Mila and Tvila. He is Mechusa Kapara. He cannot eat a carbon, he cannot eat Kachim till he brings his carbon. Now, what does that mean? So right away, understand if he's a guy. Right? He's a guy. The din is that he's a guy until he does Geiris, of course. Right? Malvel or Taval says, in Kedushim Kedushim. Right? That's what the Gemara says clearly. But over here, what do you mean he can't eat Kachim? Because he's a guy? That's not called Mechusa Kippurim. You don't call on a guy Mechusa Kippurim. A guy doesn't eat Kachim. That's it. If there's an Isson, a guy eat Kachim, I don't even know. I mean, the Gemara, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira, when a goy ate from the carbon Pesach, he killed him, right? So we don't know why exactly. That's a Menachas Chinas question. Why did he kill him? But whatever it is, you don't call him a Mechusa Kippurim. Mechusa Kippurim by definition means that he's a Yid, but he's Mechusa Kippurim. So in Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, we understand L'chayre Pashup Shat that he's already called a Yid, but he's Mechusa Kippurim. Right? That's what he. But as a Yid with Milan Tfila, the carbon is there to allow him to eat Kachim. One can understand it. Why? Because the Pshat is that just like these people were had some kind of tumah, so he had a different type of tumah. It's called tumas Akum. He was an Akum. Not that there is tumah by Akum, but he has, you know, something to his detriment, and the Torah didn't want him to eat Kachim. So it's not enough for him just to become a Yid. He has to bring a carbon.
So is there a practical difference?
What?
Is there a practical difference?
Between
at night, whether you say it's
considered. Oh, you're asking if there are Rabbanan who argue, yeah. Who don't say that, what will they say? Oh, so that's a machlokes rishayim, which I don't think we're going to go into right now. But first is the Gemara's explanation what the Tanna Kamma holds. What does the Tanna Kamma hold? So Gemara says, Tanna Kamma my time a lot on Ger. Why don't they include Ger in a Mechusa Kippurim? Kiktani midam, they only something, the Mishul Amechel Kachim, a Yoledis, right? Let's take Yoledis. So she went to the mikveh, everything is fine and dandy. She just can't eat Kachim. How does she eat Kachim? By bringing a carbon. Right? She brings a carbon. So the Mela, since once she brings a carbon, she could eat. The Mishri had allowed the Mechkotchim. Ger, kika maisi carbon, lachshure nafshe lemeyal bekahal. In order to allow himself to be machsh himself, make him kosher, to make him prepared, himself, lemeyal bekahal, to enter the kahal. How do you understand those words? Poshet, when I read the Gemara at first, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like he's not a Jew yet. He's not a Jew yet. So what do you tell me? He's a Mechus Kippurim. A Mechus Kippurim is only someone who's Jewish who's Mechus Kippurim, but he's not a Jew. So what does Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov hold? He is a Jew. Maybe that's the Machloikis. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says he's a Jew, and now you have to do it. But the Tanna Kamma holds not that way. Okay? So that means the Tanna Kamma is saying is that you can't say on him muta to eat kachim, also to eat kachim. That's not the point. Again, if he's a guy, that's not negay. What is a negay eating kachim? He's not shaykh to kachim. Not because he saw him stam, right? Oh, Rashi says not that way. Rashi says because later on the Gemara brings ger muukov lechol bekachim. Gemara brings a brisa, a ger can't eat kachim, meaning if he didn't bring the carbon yet, right? Ger muukov lekachim if he didn't. Until he brings his nest, which means, karbonus of a oif. Where goes what? Why? What kind of karbonus brings? Is this the Rashi? Dafilu rabbanin, sviru luka Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. Even the rabbanin hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. The Amar who said l'shtaru Yehuda Maisi, right? Who said that he brings the carbon to let him eat kachim. So they also hold that way. That's not called mechusik kafar. It's a different situation. Meaning, they're saying is Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov that he can't eat kachim. That means Yisrael is saying he's a yid. Because if he's a akum, so what's got to do with achilas kachim? So Rashi says he can't eat kachim. That means he's a yid. Again, I think that's pretty posh. So you tell me, what's the practical nafka meaning between Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov and the Rabbanan? So we'll see in some Yishevim's Masha there is no practice, just a question of how you categorize him. Let's first see the Shita Mukubetz.
Where would you bury him, for example? Let's assume he died that night. Where would you bury him?
Okay, good. Where would you bury him? Which kind of...
It depends.
Kivrei Avos or not? That's what you want to know.
Parasites. Yeah, but if he's still considered a guy, you would bury him in a...
Yes, so that's... So listen to this Shita Mukubetz. Okay. Yeah, when I give the usually I look at my computer, and there's a nice new Gemaras. These Gemaras, I have to see it in the back. The Shita Mukubetzes has, sometimes it's too long, so it says to look in the back. I remember somebody told me they were once learning with Beryl Schwartzman, my Rashiva in Eretz Yisrael, and they were learning with him, and they were learning Pyrus. Right? And he was reading the Gemara, I think Rabbi Aaron Shechter was, and he was learning the Gemara, and he kept saying the Shita Mukubetzes, which is a lot, the Shita Mukubetzes in Kachin, Balpeh. And I think Rabbi Aaron asked him, when was the last time you learned this? 25 years ago, I don't know. He was saying Mamish word for word. So let's see what they print over here. Yeah, so I'm going to read you the Shita Mukubetzes over here. Vaistoy is Dim Adaik, the Lashon of Gemara is Lavoi Bekahal. What does Lavoi Bekahal mean? Not that he becomes a Jew. Usually, yesterday we had a parasha.
Hetzabiyah.
Isabiyah, exactly. Lo Yava Mamza Bekahal Hashem. Isabiyah. Lo Yava Maini Bekahal Hashem. Dar Shlishi Yavalem. It's all what's called Isurei Kahal. In fact, we shouldn't speak it out. Right? Lo Yava Pitzua Dak of Christ Shofcha Bekahal Hashem. Means they can't marry. They have to marry Jewish, but they can't marry someone who's a kosher, someone who's not called kahal, other psula kahal. And the way we pasken gerim, we pasken machlokes rishayim, tanoim, kahal gerim. A ger can marry a mamzeres, right? That's how we pasken. It's not a great thing because kids are mamzerim, but he could marry mamzerim, right? But a kaponim, that's the din of kahal. Kahal really means, or for instance, rishayim. Yesterday also in the parsha. Of Lo Yeh Kodesh. What is Lo Yeh Kodesh? Most we show them all like the Targum Onkelos. That means you can't marry a Shifcha Knanis. Right? You can't marry a Shifcha Knanis. So, and all of a sudden, a Manzer is allowed to marry a Shifcha Knanis. Right? That's what it says in the Mishnah. Yechoyle mamzer l'tar, fektois, how could that be? Since, is he allowed to eat chazer or mamzer? So he's a mamzer. Right? So tois is takabad. He said, no, vais tois is a special din by mamzer, that he's not, he's kodesh v'ayim, he's mechulul. But in other words, what was bothering tois? It doesn't say the is of shivcha kananis is a kohal. Right? Where you know it's issa kohal means a moini. A mamzer can marry an amoini. A mamzeris, well, Mamzeris can marry a Maini. He's Pasul Kal and she's Pasul Kal. Or he can marry a Gyeris. They're Pasul Kal. Right? They're Mutu, but they're Mutu Bekal. So, Lo Ye Kaddish, not Kal. That's the answer. So, the Lashon Kahal is Mashal, like Pesach said, that it's an Issa of some kind of Issa Bia. So, listen to this Shita Mukubetz, is there on that Gemara. Here.
Maybe how could a
Gyeris
marry an Amaini?
No, David, please. B'kal Hashem. What's lo yava mamza b'kal Hashem?
Yeah, but I always thought that you aren't, that you don't accept them even as gay, no?
So, David, you'll forgive me for what I'm going to say?
Okay.
Please, I've said it many times. That's what your kindergarten teacher told you, no offense. Rus, the Shaila was not on her gayris. The Shaila was on her... if she's muta to marry, if she's muta to marry Boyaz, Geiris is 100%. There's no such thing as every guy can become a Jew. No such thing. Lo yavam mamza b'kal Hashem means lo yavam moini b'kal Hashem means the same thing as lo yavam mamza b'kal Hashem. A mamza can't marry a regular Jewish person. A moini can't marry a regular Jewish girl. That's all it means. Okay, has nothing to do with the Geiris. All right. Even a Maleki is a big shayla if there's such a halacha. Right? It says in Chazal, the Chilta, is it halacha, not halacha? Okay, so listen to this Shita Mukubetzes. Over here, it's Ois Gimel. Listen to this, he says. Amud Beis. Staka, now you see the new Gemara is much easier to read. I didn't realize it. Pirish. Va'asal echol kachim. You know, l'shturiya bekal. Upoisel isha bebiyasai, okay, lekuhuna. He passels an isha, right, bebiyasai lekuhuna. Rabbanan is unami achi. Rabbanan also hold this way. V'loy pliga b'loz ben Yankov. Elager, you don't consider him. It's a different thing. Let's read the Rambam's lashon for a second. What's
is that before the korban? Is that what the Shita is saying? Before korban, he's possible a woman for zikuna.
Exactly. Okay. Before, like you were saying, before he becomes a ger, if he has beer with the isha, he makes a possible kuna. Now the general klal is that someone who is usser in isa beer, with a few exceptions, we're not going to go. It's a gemara nivam. It's a lachon shulchan aruch. A brother, Rahman's son, has a beer with a sister. She becomes Pasul Kahuna. A mamza has a beer with a isha. She becomes Pasul Kahuna. It has really not to do with the isha. It has to do with that type of beer. Beer that the Torah said this person is also to you. So here the Shita is saying, Pshat the Gemara is what? That as far as this guy, he's a ger, but he pasuls Kahuna. So you have to know under what category is that? What is that? What do we call him at that point? So we'll see a Hafa de Gazach. But let's first see the Rambam. Karbonis. We need this too, but Rambam Karbonis. If you don't mind. Okay, we'll see in a minute. Because the Lashon is a very important Lashon of the Rambam. But a Karbonim, the Shita saying over here that this guy is a ger. He is a ger. And he can't eat kachim, and he passes an ish b'yos. That's how he learns pshat in this gemara. Okay.
So he can count for a minion then.
Hmm.
Was he good? What type of Jew is he? He can count for a minion, but not too much else.
Do you count for a minion? Can you bury him? If you do bury him, is he metama ba'oil? Is he called adam ki yomus ba'oil? Good question. I don't know what to say. All right. We'll see. We'll see what it says in the Rambam, and Okay, the Rambam. Oh, I'm sorry.
Connection's nice.
But other people would be good exercise. It's not so hard. All right. Rambam and Hilchas Mechusrei Kapara, Perek Aleph, starts off. The Mishnah, Arba Hengna Nikra Mechusrei Kapara. Hazava Yaledes Zav Mitzayra. It gives a different order, but that's the Mishnah. Fine. Meaning not Ger. Beis, Halacha Beis, Ger Shemal V'Taval, you know what I'm saying? V'adayin lo evi karbonoi, afo pishuhu osu lechol bekotchem achi yovi karbonoi, einem elchusei kapara. She karbonoi akve lios ger gomor. Yeah. This carbon didn't allow him to become a ger gomor. Uliyais kekol ksheire Yisrael. To be like all ksheire Yisrael. That's why he doesn't eat kachem. Right? It goes together. Right? What do you tell me, Rabbi Ben Yankov? He's a mechusei kapurim. It's not mechusei kapurim. He's not a ger gomer. Shadayin lo nasa kekshere Yisrael. V'kiven shiyavi kapurasa. Once he brings his kapara, v'yase Yisrael kosher oichel bekachem. Yeah. What he's learning is, you're right. He can't eat kachem. There's no practical nafkamina, maybe. However, since he's not a Yisrael Gomer, he cannot eat kachem, okay? But he's
what's
not a Yisrael.
What's the marker for this?
Is it this Gemara, that's it. You're right, it's very shver. Chazonish is so bothered with this. Right, exactly. What is the, Joel's asking a very good thing. Like, where's it coming from? How does it, make it tasty? What is it?
Didn't we hear in Harfina, Moshe brought the karbonos that he brought?
No, we know the makor for karbonos, we know. The makor is how you become this, I guess the word is quasi, am I correct? The quasi ger. Like, what are you? You're Jewish, you're not Jewish. What's going on? Joel is right. What, is he metame boil? Is he this? Can he be a good aid? Can he not be a good aid? All right? One thing is that he probably is not, his yain is not yain nesach. Why do I say that?
Because he's no worse than a ger toshav.
Exactly, very good. He's no worse than a ger toshav. You shine him say it on a ger shemal v'lo toval, even nowadays. A mal v'lo toval, he's accepted the mitzvah's pashtus, so he doesn't, right, exactly. Very good. Tosfos says that in Avodah Zarah. But anyway, good point. Okay, so now first we're going to start off with the Avnei Nezer. Let's learn the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia. Isurei Bia is where the Rambam brings Hilchas Geiris. So right in Isurei Bia, he put it in the Halachas of Perkut Gimel, is the dinim of a ger. So he starts off, B'shloish advarim nechnesu Yisrael lebris, b'mila, b'tvila, v'karben. Right? And then he says where that's from, and then he says, Mila you found here, Tefillah found there, carbon you found there. Right now we don't have to go into that. Then he says, Halacha Dalet, V'chein l'doiris, k'shiyitza agoy likonis abris, ulistarfev tachas kanfei ashkina v'kabu alav ol Torah, tzarech Mila Tefillah v'artzaz carbon. So he goes, we have no carbon, so why so Gemara asks, that increases. Gemara says, it says the word l'doiris seichem, that it has to be Lodiris, and since it has to be Lodiris, there has to be nowadays. That doesn't mean if you happen to live in communist Russia and you don't find a mikvah, well, I guess you do, you have the river, but I'm saying, let's say, whatever the situation is, that doesn't mean Lodiris. That means you could, but they're not letting you. But nowadays, we don't have karbonis. But let's leave that right now. Okay, now, so you need, now, why doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch you need a carbon?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Because there's no carbon, it's Manazer, right? There's no carbon. Right. Why does the Rambam bring it? What? Because the Rambam, when he brings halachas, he brings Hilchas L'Mashiach too. Mitzvah Shem and the Mashiach, even though we're trying not to be Mekabel Game, I can't guarantee you anything. When I say Mekabel Game, L'Maisa Mashiach, because I'm afraid they're doing it for the wrong reasons. But let's say, you know, we'll talk about again nowadays, will he have to bring a carbon afterwards? But that's a different issue. So they'll need karbonis tax. So Rambam's telling us halachas that will be, halachas that were. Good. But why is it here, Frek Davinesa? Why is it here in Hilchas Isurei Bia?
Should be in
Geiris. Well, this is Geiris, right. No, not in Geiris. It should be in... Exactly. It should be Mechusa Kippurim. If this whole thing is just because he can't eat Kachem, what's it got to do with Geiris? Says the Avenez of Vice Tosis, Geiris is not a full Geiris. He's not a Ger Gomer. That's the Rambam. He's not a Ger Gomer. So he times that a Ger, that when the Rambam says he's not a Ger Gomer, he means to say, like the Shita Mukubetzis, you know, even though I don't think he quotes the Shita, that he's Pasul Akal. He's Pasul Akal. That's what Rambam brought over here. If this is just a din that allows you to eat Kachem, except we don't call it Mechusa Kippurim, which we see that Rishonim will learn that way. Rishonim will learn that way. It's just that he's not called Mechusa Kippurim. So just bring in Mechusa Kippurim. He has to, he can't eat Kachem, he has to bring a carbon, but we don't call him a Mechusa Kippurim. So why did Rambam bring it here? As far as the Seder, it has nothing to do with the Seder Geiris. He's a full-fledged Ger, but he can't eat Kachem. Okay, so Ger can't eat Kachem. What could you do? Right? Till he brings a carbon. Why did the Rambam bring in the Serbia? Says the Avineza must be his Pasul Lekal. And the Chazon Ish has a very hard time understanding this. Not only, like Rav Joel said, what is it? What is it? What's the muck of it? But which Isser is it? And then he says, he doesn't quote the Avineza, but he says this, don't tell me that's what the Rambam means, because it's a diyuk. And the Chazon Ish is Yidua. Chazon Ish, when it comes to Diyukim, he says, if it's not Mufurish in the Rambam, you know, that's what he argues many times with Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim, famous thing with the Tefillah. Rambam says, you know, you have to have Kavanah by davening. So Rav Chaim says, the whole Shemoneh Esrei, even though the Gemara says one, it means a different type of Kavanah. Chazon Ish says, when you get a right to make such a Diyuk? And the Rambam was Saimich, that it means one, whatever, that's the... Chazon Ish is always, doesn't like this Diyuk. But anyway, we're going first with Avinezer. He's Pasul Akal. Okay, there's an Issa Psul Akal. So first we're going to just talk about what is this Psul Akal. Again, I can't tell you the Makaris, I don't really know. So I would say, let's look up Halalacha, the Mishnah Berurah. You laugh at me, the Mishnah Berurah, what's Mishnah Berurah got to do with this? So the Mishnah Berurah wrote a Sefer, which Sefer? And Kachim? Lekutei Halachas, exactly. Mishnah Berurah did write a Sefer on Kachim. Right, if you ever have, I once heard from Rabbi Zaks. So Rabbi Zaks is an Einikov of the Chafetz Chaim. And Brisker Rav was once telling him that the Chafetz Chaim was a Goyen Adir in learning. Goyen Adir, everybody learns really Mishnah Berurah, be Halacha. Goyen Adir, says, so how come the Velt didn't know that he was such a Goyen Adir? He was mispelled that nobody should know that he's a Goyen. Nobody should know he's a Goyen. So Bill was thinking his mind, so he should have been mispelled that no one should know he's a Tzaddik too. But, so the Brisker of Chav says, before he can even ask, he says, you'll ask me why he's down to Tzaddik, because he held he's not a Tzaddik. A Goyen, he knew he was. Right? You see the other person, he said, he keeps Shulchan Aruch, that's not called Tzaddik, you do it. You know, he wore that cap, was not, you know, like, because he's not a Rav. What I got to wear a hat for? I'm not a Rav. Right? The Chafetz Chaim never had big payas, had small payas. He kept the halachas, that's it. All right? But anyway, so he wrote a sefer called Likutei Halachas. Right? Not to be confused with the breast of Likutei Halachas, okay? But I upon him, so he wrote it, it's like Gemaras. And on the side, he wrote like Perushim, Akasha Teretz, you know. In this, on this Gemara Krisis, he has on the Gemara, and he has a parenthesis there. And he says like this, that there's a practical nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, who says he's a Mechusa Kippurim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov holds, he's a Ger Gomer, he finished his Geris, that's it, just don't bring Kabbalah. That's called Mechusa Kippurim. But the Rabbanan hold, he's Pasul Akal, he says that, which interesting, he doesn't point out where he got that from, but I imagine he means the Shita Mekabetzis. He's Pasul Akal. And since he's Pasul Akal, yeah, since he's Pasul Akal, that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov and the Chachamim. The first of all already wants to say this, and the first of all he has the same kasha as the Mishnah Berurah, as the Chafetz Chaim. What's his kasha on it? He asks, but the Gemara is, there's a Braisa and Yavamis, and I think Mem Vavim Beis, Mem Zayin Beis, Mem Zayin, maybe, I don't remember, that Ger Shemal V'Toval, and he was Makadosh and Isha, and he was Choyzel Sura, and he was Mekudashis, he was Mekudashis. So you see, Ger Shemal V'Toval is called a Kedusha V'Kedushin. Now, what's his kasha exactly? His kasha is that if according to the Tana Kama he's not a Ger Gomer, his Kiddushin should not be Kiddushin. Why? He's chayv in tefillin. He's chayv to eat matzah, but he doesn't. But he can't be Makar Shanisha. And listen to his teretz. His teretz is Eina Chanami, but that's talking about Bizman Azad at Braisa. But Bizman Beis HaMikdash, his Kiddush is not Kiddush. I was talking to Rosh Yeshiva of Shlomo Halle when I was here yesterday for the Simcha. So we were talking about that. He knew the Sugya, he's very big Tam Chacham. So I told him this is the Kutei Halachas. His first reaction, can't be, how could it be? I mean, I saw it. That he's not a Ger Gomer, but he's still a guy as far as Kiddush, and very shved in Mishneh Berurah. So we'll leave it right now. I was shocked to see that. First of all, says it okay, but he leaves it alone. Chatz Chaim brings it, says, don't ask me for Mila Tvila. He asked me the same kasha. So I said, don't. He answers this kasha. He says, Bizman Azeh. He said, well, how could that be? The price he told by Davka Bizman Azeh.
If a
carbon
is a
nine
in the Gersh,
but that's what I'm saying. It's not a nine in the Kippur. That's what. So what are you telling me? He's a Mechus in Kippur. He's a guy. The Torah says, he's a. If not for that, he couldn't. Does he put on. What does it mean he's a Jew? What does it mean he's a Jew? He's a Yid? So a very shred of Mishmur to say that he's a guy. Elohat. If he's a guy, if he's not a guy, what is he? How's he pasul nisha? What makes him pasul nisha? Which the Chazon Ish is bothered. He says, which of the averus is it? He's not the Zayin Amamin. What is he exactly? What's the Chazon Ish is very hard time. But let's leave that alone. Let's first go into what's the not the source, because again, that Joel was right. What's the source? But what does it mean? So David mentioned. He said, why can't you say? So I'm going to say it. Okay, we'll get there in a second. And it starts with like this. There's more to it. Maybe we'll do a little Hilchas Geiris. The like this. There's a sukkah called Ger Katan. Ger Katan, Matvila Noisal Das Bezel. He could be Meicha when he gets older and so forth and so on. Every Maggid Shir in high school will tell you that there's always a boy that starts asking you a lot of questions on it and he realizes this must be a Ger Katan. Because all of a sudden he finds out, I don't know if I'm really Jewish, you know. There's problems over there, right? But anyway, so why? Because it's a schus is the rabbanan. Now cotton has no schus, you know, it can't be mesak for cotton, all thing. So the Ritva asks over there, showing him asks, but Ritva asks over there, how could you say there's no such thing as a ger cotton the rice? So by Maimon Har Sinai, there was a lot of ketanim. Right? There were ketanim standing there, they became gerim. Says the Ritva, he says, nah, that's different. Because over there, they were already nichras nichnas bebrisa shel ramavinu.
It's the Maral's part.
It's very good, exactly, beautiful. And he was, and this was the gemar of their geiris. There's something unusual, but that's what the Ritva says. Other geirim have to do mila and tefila. Over here, they were gemaled because of ramavinu, even though they didn't do mitzvahim, but they gemaled now, but it's was in the midst of Rav Avinu, and the Geiris is a Gemara. They didn't need to go ahead and do a full Geiris one day. It's a different. Why don't we learn out Hilchas Geiris, what you have to do, but it's not the same Geiris as from then on. What's the Hesber? So Joel is saying a beautiful Tzushtel, but let me first tell you what Rav Naftali says, and then the Tzushtel is fits in really beautifully. Rav Naftali Trump goes on a few shittas and Rishayim with these in Yonah, but we'll first just focus on this Ritva. And he says like this. He says that there's two nekudas here. There's what's called Klal Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael, which was what you're saying. So you remember this from Baltimore. Okay. When you learned the Sugya of Gekot, the Rav Naftali says that there's such a thing as Klal Yisrael. So I'm going to use Taka, I think, comes out better, Taka, with the Maral, the Joel's Sushta. The Maral asks Akash in Parshas Vayigash. I've said this over many times. He asks that it says in Parshas Baloyscha that Vayivku l'mishpachoyso, they were crying, you know, families gathered up together and cry. So Rashi learns, brings a Chazal, al iske mishpachoyso, that they were crying that before Matan Torah, they were had a dinner ben noyach, right? They had a dinner ben noyach, and a ben noyach is only also in a few arayas, six, seven arayas, right? His mother, his sister from his mother, and so forth. And now that they became Gerim, they became also like 20-something Arias. They came Mary's aunt, right? Right? They came Mary's aunt. So they were crying about that. Affect the morale. What do they have to cry about? For carrot. They can marry their own mother because Gershon is Gaia, Kikot and Shanaila dummy. But I'm going to ask, I'll give you the opportunity to, I'm going to put up a question in yeshiva about this. Gershon, some sefer asks, where do we know that from? So there's a remez to it in yesterday's parsha. If somebody during the week can answer it, I'll give you the prize too. But anyway.
I thought the remez was the Shuvalachim.
To who? So let's according to the that's the Arsameach.
Yeah.
That's a Meshachach, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't work out with this morale. You're right. That's a Meshachach. Let's first see the morale. So the morale asks, what were they crying about? They can marry their own. The Gemara says a ger can marry his own mother. They made a gzeira shelo yomu banu mekedusha chamura lekedusha. Right. When we were going, we couldn't marry our mother. Now we can marry our mother. It's not a kasha. It's not his mother. But Lamayit says mutam in the rice. The morale says his aunt. It's not his aunt anymore. Comes along the morale and he says, Kiyadua, that no, Geiris and Matan Torah was bikfia. It was coerced. They were twisted. And on that, there is no klal of Gershon is Gaya Kakot and Shinoi Dami. And there, Geiris, there's no din of Gershon is Gaya Kakot and Shinoi Dami. Okay? And we went through all nice kashas, but right now we don't have to go. What does it mean? If you go, you put a gun to Akum's head and you say, become a ger. Gemara says on Chav Dal Beis the Braisa, that he becomes a ger. That's called Geri Arayas. Geri Arayas, the real Geri Arayas, right? Geri Arayas is a good ger, but you have it, right? You don't want that, right? The Gemara says, a guy becomes a ger because he falls in love with a girl. He becomes a ger because he thinks he's Mashiach. Okay, we don't want to accept him, but if they did it for some reason, right? The Gemara says, you want to become a ger, on condition it becomes a kohen gadol. And according to Taisi, he was Megayim right away. Smashi was Megayim. What happened? Taisi says he knew that at the end he would relinquish that claim to become a kohen gadol. But anyway, so it says, Geri Arayis is a good Geris. So, what's Epis? So the Hesber is, Klei Chemda, he says it, and Rafutna speaks it out in more to today's language. So he says like this, that what's a pshat gershon is gakot shenoy. We're not knowing the makor, but whatever it is, it means it's a break with the past. There's a fellow over here, just your son was very
Daniel.
Well, Daniel, right. So he's a ger, he just became a ger tzaddik, very interesting person. He's from the South America, real Erlich boy. So I don't know. You brought your son met him in Eretz. Where Eretz Yisrael? Where was he?
We met him here.
Met him here. Where here? Here.
In the United States.
Yeah, he met him. He came here under the radar a little. If I would have known he was not Jewish, I don't think I would have let him in. But in the program, they told me afterwards. I said, listen.
He really wanted to get into the dorm, I think.
Yeah. That I said. I don't think yet. Watch out for the yain, So I didn't go to the, they made a suda. I didn't go, it was indoors. It was a little while ago.
It was outdoors, actually. What? It was outdoors,
okay, fine. But they said he was crying like a baby. You see, he's like a very, and I
said, the day before Tisha B'Av.
What?
Well,
is that what it was? Yeah, the inflation. Right. But the Bachar learned it, right. So anyway, so when he talks, okay, then I found a Ramban that says that they used to make a Ramban in Chumash, it's Mashma by Yisrael, that they used to make the Tesuda that Moshe Rabbeinu made for Yisrael. It's because we became a Ger. It's Mashma, maybe I texted it to your son, I don't remember. I texted it to the Bachar. But anyway, Koponim, so it's an amazing thing. So Avada, I wouldn't say this in Beis Medrash. He's from, where is he, South America somewhere, right?
Brazil.
Which where?
Brazil.
So Avada, the reason he became a ger is not because of his Brazilian past. It has nothing to do with it. It's a break with his past, right? It was philosophical, emotion, whatever the reason he had to become a ger, But it's a break with the past. So Gershon is Gak, Kakonshin Loyal Dami. Right, so you tell him, listen, you're not related to your mother anymore. Okay, you have to be machabedem, it says. You're not allowed to be makaledem, you're not allowed to hit them, and so forth and so on. Those are the cards. But they're not his parents, right? He says, imagine, by Maimon Ar Sinai, he says, You say, oh, now you became Jewish, you're now related. Gershon is guy caught in Shanoi Dami. So he says, so who's this from? Avram Avinu, like, well, who's got to do anything? Yitzchak, yeah, that doesn't make sense, he says. The reason they became who they are is because of, nowadays they use the word spiritual genetics, right? They had Ruchnius Nika genes in them of Avram. Avram put in the Midah Chesed, he put in the Midah Vurim, put in the Midah Emes. Avada, we are because we are. So what does the Rambam Maral mean? They forced them. Maral means to say, like the Gemara says, the Goyim have a Taina, Klum Kafisa Aleinu Har Kigigas. Did you force us to accept the Taina? How come you didn't force us? So Maral explains, what's the kakap shot? Because who do you, right? You see a kid, he's not acting right. Okay, listen, he's not your child, it's not your business, right? Your child, listen, you want him to grow up a civil, you want him to grow up, you know, you see your child, he's crossing the 878 without a, your grandchild, okay, let's make a word, right? The 878, or she is son, the 878 with in the middle of lights, you give him a slap, you're worried about his life, right? That's what it is. So Avada, he says, the reason the Rebbeinu Shem forced us, because we have in us those genetics, those ruchnistika tchunas, to be the Am HaNivchar. Just the Tzushal Ramban, by the Mekalel, Vayetza ben Ish Mitzvi, Vayetza ben Ish Yisraelis, Shloimis Bas Dibri. She's the only one that was Mizana, it wasn't, you know, whatever, it was her fault, Chazal say, but she was Nensa, right? She was just too talkative. And so you had a child from a mitzvi. So he was the Mekalo, right? That says. So Vayetze, what do you mean Vayetze? So Rashi brings Melamed Shinis Gaya, right? Melamed Shinis Gaya, he was Megaya himself, right? Fact Ramban, what do you have to be Megaya himself? It's a Chazal. What do you have to be Megaya himself? There's a Sefri over there. Sefra, correctly. What do you have to be Megaya himself for? His mother was Jewish. Oh, it's a whole big deal. Maybe Rashi holds that such a child does need some kind of geris, it's a shitas Rashi, but Ramban, so he brings it Tzofatim, which means Bali Taisis, that say before Matan Torah, you went after the father, because, by Jews, because just like you go, right, if a Yugoslavian marries a minus, the child is Yugoslavian, but if it's a Maini marries a Yugoslavian girl, the child is a Maini. You go after, the Gemara says that, you go after the father to determine who they are. Maini, Mayavi, Mitzri, Maleki, whatever it is. Okay? So they want to say before Matan Torah, that's a din. Ramban argues very much. He says, that's not true. Once Avraham Avinu went into the Bris, Pashas Mashra, the Bris of Bris Mila, Begoyim Lo Yechoshev, they have different laws. There was an Amma Nifcha called Klal Yisrael. I'm Lamachin Isgaya. It means that even though he had a father as a mitzvi, he hung around Jews. Like, you know, you hang around with your father, you know, ex and sons, right? That's what the sign always says. But, you know, he joined the Jews, but then something happened because of who he was. But upon him, the Ramban says he already was a Yisrael. Now, they had Dine ben Noach. Let's just use another Gemara, which we've done over the years. When Zimri, right, when Zimri took the Isha Midyanis, and he grabbed her and he told her and he said, Zumu Teres Asura. So Maisha said to him, Asura. So he asked him, Bas Yisroi mi hitalacha. How did you marry Bas Yisroi Tzipora? So she's not a kasha. He was a ben Nayach. He was a ladder. So that's what I mean. He's a yid, but he's mutter and this. Oh, a portion. Because he had to do bris mila. He had to give maisa, like Yitzchak did. He couldn't eat Gidon Asher. He had to daven like the others did. That's what the Am Yisrael was. But they were missing Kedushas Yisrael. That came about only by Geiris. So that's what Naftali says is the pshat in the Shittim, in the Ritva, the Shittim Mekubetzis. The Ketanim there were already part of Klal Yisrael. They're part of Klal Yisrael. They didn't have the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That all you needed was the Gemara. You didn't, it's like sort of saying is, they didn't need everything that a regular ger needs because they already were Yisrael. They just had to bring on them a Kedushas Yisrael, which is what Jola's Tzushtan beautifully to Maral. They are already Am Yisrael, right? What Rav Naftali goes into, which we haven't mentioned yet, is the Shitas Rishainim Muberes Shinis Gaira, right? There's a Gemara, a Muberes Shinis Gaira, a woman that's was Megaya, and she's expecting a child. So the tefillah is good for the child too. So many Rishonim hold that he's not a ger till you do milah with him. So it comes out a Jewish lady is giving birth to a goy, because you got to do milah on him to become a ger. And there's problems with Gemara's with that. The Tmashi is a pigeon of Ben. So Naftali says, no, Yisrael is called. Kedushas Yisrael doesn't have. So this is what Rav David said, we didn't say it, so now we're saying it, okay? I'm just picking at you today. But I upon him, the Avada the Pshat is over here that, he, again, we'd have to know the Makaris, which we'll deal with if we could really get to it, I don't know. That the Pshat is that he's called Yisrael already. Milan Tvila makes a Yisrael. Very shver the Chavetz Chaim, what he says, that he's called a goy. But he still has some psulim, which again, we have to know where those psulim come from. The psulim, but legabe Yisrael is called Yisrael, right? Kedush Yisrael he has too, but not all the way Kedush. Certain aspect Kedush Yisrael he doesn't have. What's that? He still passes lakal, like the Rambam's lashon, Eino keshar ksheire Yisrael. Eino gegom. That's what you have to say. So Eino chanavi. Right now we're learning is in the Rambam that it's a geiris, Pashas is chayav in mitzvahs, but he's missing a certain aspect of Kedusha, and that's the pasul.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.